Chapter 17, Where the Rubber Hits the Road. Do something, even if it's wrong. Two boys on the seashore discover thousands of dying starfish with the receding tide. As the first boy bends down and starts throwing starfish back in the ocean, his friend says, "What are you doing? That's not going to make any difference." The boy with the starfish retorts, "Well, it sure made a difference to that one." About 15 years ago, I volunteered to help a Vietnamese refugee find a job. He spoke almost no English. At 2 hours a week, it took me about 10 months to complete the task. A few years later, he called me and asked if he could show me his properties. His newfound wages allowed him to purchase rental properties. Not only was he self-sufficient, but he was building serious wealth and talking about the colleges his daughters would attend. For a few hours a week, I helped a man send his daughters to college. Each one of us can have an impact without stretching ourselves. One phone call, one letter, one personal contact. Our efforts count. It is the only way change is made. It doesn't take much to know more than your legislators do about these issues. Especially in times of budget shortages, legislators ignore issues that don't have public support. You and I must do more to create public support. Invisible children have no voice. They can't call their legislators. Very few people of either political party bother their legislators about neglected and abused children. Work to create a new framework in your community to evaluate and understand these issues. Whether from an emotional, financial, religious, or simple humanitarian perspective, what we are doing now is wrong and counterproductive. Change is waiting to happen. Become an agent for change. Awareness building can be done by any of us. Our perceptions must find a way into our language and everyday speech. Some of us have time. Others have ability or financial strength to support better answers and raised awareness. For those willing to financially support people and ideas for change, remember to fund people who actually do good things and not people who write grants. There is a difference. The secret to creating the greatest impact with your donations is threefold. 1. Determine the most pressing children's issues within your community. 2. Investigate the organizations or people that are addressing those needs. 3. Monitor the results of your donations and pay attention to the progress being made by the people or organizations you are supporting. Maybe it is the woman down the block with a passion to bring change to her neighborhood. Support the people who are trying to bring attention to preschool education or parental training, who could use some help being more organized and more effective. Pick a cause that resonates with you. As my mom used to say, do something, even if it's wrong. Change direction later if you need to. Just start moving now. Organizations that have the most trouble getting started are those trying to change the system. Find serious, committed people working to make a difference and give them money to shake the establishment tree. Institutions are dug in deep and not amenable to change. Give to groups that inspire you. Fund people whose work is their passion. Give to groups that are creative and often doing unpopular things. Our nation is reaching a tipping point on how it treats its weakest and most vulnerable citizens. Do your part to push it all the way over. People who are closest to the issues, like police officers, social workers, and teachers, are engulfed by their work and enmeshed in the systems. For them, it can be hard to be objective. They may also find it difficult to fight a system that makes the rules they live by. That's why those of us who have the means need to engage our lawmakers and demand the creation of effective social institutions. Small efforts by many people who are willing to be involved, demanding reasonable public policy, are the only way our nation can again become a leader in quality of life indices among the industrialized nations. Many abused and abandoned children gravitate toward music, theater, and the arts. It is my sense that a harsh past leaves a great void in a child that can be helped by the beauty and passion of music and the arts. The creative arts can give them a place to put emotions and passions that they can't put into people. If you are in the arts, consider developing a program or groundswell movement to bring disadvantaged children into contact with the arts. Churches and other community organizations are a terrific resource to acquire donations of musical instruments and other items. Volunteers are everywhere. Free pianos and theater tickets are everywhere. Tickets to art events can become free when someone has the time and energy to ask for them. Help set up a clearinghouse within your community for donated arts-related things. Take a child to a play, dance, or musical event. The Salvation Army has a terrific family-to-family program where life skills are transferred from successful sharing families to poor, struggling people. These are the parents who didn't finish high school, who need to learn important skills to get by in this society. These folks often pay slum landlords exorbitant rents in crappy inner-city tenements that could easily make a house payment on a nice home if only they had the outside mentoring to help them make better choices. Programs exist that help people make better choices. Many renters are simply too busy, too unaware, and too stuck in their negative paradigm to make it happen. Find or create a program that leads the way. It could be taking a few hours a month to help someone better understand the options and take advantage of programs that might help them improve their living conditions. Find out about guardian ad litem programs in your community. Learn how child protection works in your community. Are the workers trained well? Are caseloads reasonable? Each county has a system based on the funding available through the state and county. Some counties are well-funded with well-run systems and adequate resources. Other counties are seriously underfunded and poorly run. Talk with the judges, therapists, educators, and law enforcement agencies in your community. Ask their opinions about how they assess the quality of child protection in the community. Find out what they think needs most improvement. Do they believe that the county and state institutions work together when dealing with issues of child abuse? Is there concern and coordination between the institutions and efforts to mitigate the harsh legal consequences that make the end results of child abuse so permanent and so devastating? In some communities, social agencies do not work well together. It would be a good thing if more attention were drawn to what can be done to make them more successful in getting better results with abused and neglected children. Here are several areas I have witnessed that need attention in most child protection systems. In your child protection system, is there a volunteer program from a local law school that assigns a volunteer attorney to an abused child? I've met some well-meaning and bright attorneys who genuinely care for their clients this way. If not, are there adequate public legal representation for abandoned children? Does an appointed attorney for the child receive the call when the child gets into trouble outside of child protection? Or is it some other unknown lawyer who knows nothing of the child or abusive background, therapy, drug regimen, or mental health issues? There are many pieces to this puzzle that need to be discussed and thought through. Gay and lesbian issues are very uncomfortable for many of the people in child protection and the juvenile justice system. Because of this, gay and lesbian issues are often ignored to the serious detriment of invisible children. I live in a pretty progressive metro area, yet it does not have much to offer gay and lesbian children in the system. Most child workers have been slow to recognize and slower to address sexual identity issues, even with me advocating for the right thing. Children who have all the mental health problems of being abused and abandoned, who also have sexual identity issues, can pretty much expect to be treated as badly by the county as they will be in the rest of the world. We solve nothing by avoiding critical issues. The pain of avoidance is felt by the child and later our communities. Those of us who understand and care about these issues need to better explain them to our less informed friends and neighbors. Being silent has not done these children or us any favors. Quote, at issue is what kind of state and country we want to be. Do we ignore children's needs and then react when they become a burden to society? Or do we put all the resources we can into them and plan for an enriching future? It's time to put our money where our future is, and children are our future. The greatest goal we can set as a society is to ensure our kids show up at kindergarten nurtured and ready for life. End quote. Author Dennis Benson, Warden, Minnesota Correctional Facility at Stillwater. Have you ever read or talked to a prison warden or other justice official in your state? Many people in the justice system have eye-opening recommendations for how communities might better address issues. Many communities have bright and capable professionals trying to make a positive difference in regressive state and county systems. the internet now allows us to find out what important community figures are doing and recommending. Take advantage of what is available and support these people you believe can help bring change to abused and neglected children. Young people who have mentors are more likely to graduate from high school, enroll in college, and be hopeful about the future. They make better parents and don't have the serious problems with drugs, alcohol, and crime that non-mentored youth do. Mentorship programs are easy to start. It really only takes a mentor. If this appeals to you, find someone in your community who has mentored a child and learn from them. Whether you mentor a single child or begin a mentoring program within your community, you will be making a difference. Quote, "For every child, a home, and that love and security which a home provides, and for that child, who must receive foster care, the nearest substitute for his own home. For every child, health protection from birth through adolescence. A school which is safe from hazards, sanitary, properly equipped. For younger children, nursery schools and kindergartens to supplement home care. For every child, a community which recognizes and plans for his needs, protects him against physical dangers, moral hazards, and disease, provides him with safe and wholesome places for play and recreation, and makes provision for his cultural and social needs. For every child, these rights, regardless of race or color or situation, wherever he may live under the protection of the American flag." End quote. Herbert Hoover, 1930 Conference on Child Health and Protection. There are too many American children for whom the above-mentioned conditions do not exist. Call to action. Places to learn more, contribute, or participate. Cultivating a Nation of Neighborhood Philanthropists. BreadForTheJourney.org. Telephone number 415-383-4800. Minnesota Mentoring Programs. MentoringWorks.org. FriendsOfTheChildren.com. National Guardian Ad Litem Program. Salvation Army. United Way. Your Community Churches. Bring children's books to your county's child court and juvenile justice system, and ask if you can warm up the waiting areas with free books for kids. Libraries will donate used children's books for a good cause.